Well, the word revert, it refers to the idea that if you were to study the Quran, you would realize that you were a Muslim all your life and you didn't realize it.
Assalamu alaikum, greetings of peace. By now, you've probably all heard the news of the sad passing of Sinead O'Connor. May God Almighty Allah have mercy on her and grant her Jannah. A few years ago, as you know, Sinead O'Connor accepted Islam.
In Islam, you don't call it conversion, you call it reversion. The idea is that you were born Muslim in the first place. That if, you know, any person with any logic would realize they were Muslim all along. So that's actually what happened to me. Being a theologian all my life, studying theology, but I never thought that I would join any particular religion. But because I grew up in a theocracy, I was very interested in theology. So I studied all the different religions. And I actually left Islam to last because I had such a huge amount of prejudice about it, actually, you know.
So I started reading the scriptures when I was a very young child. And then I started studying scriptures from different religions, trying to find, you know, the truth about God as such. And I left Islam until last because, and I never thought I would join a religion. I left Islam to last because I had so much prejudice about Islam, you know.
Yes.
And then when I started reading and I read just chapter 2 alone of the Quran, I realized, oh my God, I'm home. I've been a Muslim all my life and I didn't realize it.
And shared her story here first with us here on the Dean Show.
And also I made a promise that I would only talk to you. That when I was ready to talk about it, I would only talk to you.
But now we've come to the question, will she be given, will her decision to accept Islam be respected enough to give her an proper Islamic burial as requested by the Muslim community? Because as we are coming to see, reading from the current news sources are saying Sunday World, Sinead O'Connor will be laid to rest in her native Ireland following her tragic death in London last month. It had been widely reported that the singer would be given a Muslim burial after she converted to the religion in 2018. It continues to say, however, a source told the Sunday World that this wouldn't be the case with the funeral date yet to be confirmed. So now to get more into this story, my next guest, Ostada Lorraine, who resides in the UK and teaches English law at the university. She used to be a former devout Christian, later a Catholic, just like Sinead O'Connor, and she went on to study many of the Islamic sciences. She has said, I feel very sad at the fact that it seems like she will not be given an Islamic burial. So to discuss and to go into this deeper, let's bring out Lorraine here on the Dean Show.
When I was ready to talk about it, I would only talk to you.
And I was explaining how much respect I have for the faith of Islam.
Welcome to the Dean Show. The Dean Show.
Assalamu alaikum. Greens of peace. How are you, Sister Rain?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm very well, brother. How are you?
Good, good. Alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and that we are so glad and so you know, overjoyed really that that a person of the stature of Sinead O'Connor embraced Islam, because her soul was a pure soul, and she searched all her life, like many of us do as reverts on this journey. Many of us have searched for many years, and we come, as she said it in her own words, we come home. So she came home in 2018, and I think she said that on your show. And we really would love her to be able to rest eternally in her home. It would be the most beautiful thing that could happen for her. And in fact, it is her right as a Muslim woman. So, you know, I just thought we could talk a little bit about what it means to have a Muslim burial, because I think maybe her family might not know. It doesn't mean that the family is excluded. It means that just the rites, the necessary parts of the funeral, like the washing and the prayer and the actual burial, are done Islamically. But the rest of the funeral can be run by the person's family. In fact, it's often done when we have burials for reverts. The family is the main participant and arranger of the whole affair. You see, so I think we just want that to be made really clear.
This was her decision in 2018 when she was searching, and I had a chance to talk with her. She was very delighted, very ecstatic, and she was proud of her decision coming to Islam. and she made that clear.
I feel so passionately about Islam and passionately about defending it against stigma that I probably will talk a lot about it.
Tell me this now. We're reading in the news that it was out there that she was going to have a Muslim. People were led to believe that, okay, she's going to have a Muslim burial, but then sources now are saying that this is not the case. So is there anything else that we know?
Well, that's all we seem to know at the moment. There's one newspaper, the one that you mentioned, that says it doesn't appear that she's having a Muslim burial. And then all the other reports of today, because today is when the family released the news that they will be having the funeral on Tuesday with a procession starting at 10:30 a.m. in Dublin. Yes.
So this is very, very time sensitive. So you guys are watching this now, and Tuesday is right around the corner. So what can people do? I mean, the thing is like, okay, reaching out to maybe has the masjid there. We don't know if they were able to even establish contact with the family to explain what you were just explaining of the simplicity and how easy it is, and that they're not to be disconnected to this, but they'll be a part of it. It's quite a simple, easy process. But it's her right, though. And the thing is, will people respect her right now? She made that decision to become a Muslim, one who has submitted to the will of the Creator, not the creation, and trying to give her the proper funeral as a Muslim woman.
And it's very important. I think that there is, from what I've been able to gauge, which obviously is just looking at the news reports like everyone else, is that there have been two masjids. The first one, where she made her shahada, there was an interview with the imam, who is Sheikh Omar al-Qadri, and he was saying he'd be really pleased to do it, that she would be buried in a Muslim burial. But I don't think they've made any contact with the family. I don't think it's possible for them, perhaps. And then the other one was the Islamic Cultural Centre of Dublin, who had also said that they would be happy to do a funeral for Sinead, but that they made a public plea, but that I don't think they've contacted the family. You know, I don't know if it's possible for us to contact the family. That's why it's really important if anybody knows of any way that we could possibly contact the family, we'd be really, really grateful for that information. I know, obviously, it's very difficult because she's such a famous person, but for the sake of Allah, if we could possibly just have some words with her family, you know? Because we found in the past, we found in the past when we are burying other reverts that just talking to the family, it changes everything.
Yeah, so establishing the connection first and foremost, and we've heard, I mean, you probably have also horror stories where now people end up dying in this state and they don't go ahead and make it in their will, or they don't prepare for this day as far as how the funeral burial procession, maybe they are not in a state where they can explain things to their family and the family takes over, and now what happens is now sometimes they even go to cremate the body. Or they'll end up, you know, doing things obviously according to their customs, their ways. There's been cases where a sister not too long ago here where I'm from, she was actually a Muslim revert for many years, and then she ends up she passed away, and in her family, the Muslim community was trying to connect with them, and they got to talk with them, but they were kind of like, no, we're going to go ahead and bury her how we want. And then when they actually saw the bill, they said, hey, can you help us? So that's another thing that this is probably not the case with them, but this is not something that the Muslim community would also probably cover this expense of the funeral. What do you think?
Yes, they would definitely. We have Muslim burial funds here that are willing very much to cover all the costs of a burial. Cost is not the issue at all.
No.
But we have also had those experiences here where we've had sisters where, you know, in the beginning, the family was adamant that they were going to have a cremation and they were going to have a Christian burial, a Christian service and a cremation, even though Everybody knew she was Muslim, but we, after having mediated with the family, and you know, we actually had a most beautiful, beautiful Muslim burial in which the family participated, and they cried, and they found it very touching and very moving.
Yeah, so So you got the washing of the body, preparing the body by women.
Yes.
So the body is treated respectfully, and then you have the prayer. She's wrapped in the shrouds, in the white shrouds. Yes. And then from there, can you explain that process and how long it takes?
It's quite simple, really. So she's washed by women. She's put in a coffin, which has some white robes put around her. And then she's placed in in English it's called a bier, you know, so it's basically an open casket. And people then are able to come and pay their respects to her, and they see her face. And then after that, she will be carried to wherever it is. It doesn't have to be a mosque. It can be, one of the sisters, her funeral took place in a beautiful garden. You know, the imam came to the garden and it was lovely. So it doesn't have to be a mosque. It can be anywhere at all. The imam will come and we will pray what is called the Salatul Janaza upon her, which is two rakas, done in a specific way. And of course, the family members are most welcome to participate there. The Salatul Janaza doesn't involve prostrating. You don't go into ruku' and sujood. You just stand. So the family is absolutely welcome to join the Muslims in Salatul Janaza. There's no worry about that. You know, we'll be welcomed. They'd be most welcome. And then after that, what would happen is that the casket would then be taken to the cemetery. And the hole will be opened, and then there'll be prayers said upon her as she goes in. You know, we don't use a coffin in the same way we use it's wrappings.
Yeah, this is very, very important. So hopefully this gets to the family, the friends, and the community there, because we often, even someone who is, and I don't know if I make this comparison, somebody who is they're living, but they know they're going to die, and you would give them their last request. What is your request now? And the person says, I want this meal. I want this. I want people go out of their ways to grant their requests, the living person. But now this person obviously made a decision to accept Islam, the pure monotheism, the way of all the prophets, the worship of one and only one God. And now they're a Muslim. So obviously it's obvious their request is, if they're a Muslim, to go ahead and be buried as a Muslim. And are we going to respect that? Or are we going to go ahead and just put our feelings and desires of our and what we want above what Sinead O'Connor would want as a Muslim woman?
Yeah, yes, that's very true. Mm-hmm. Yes, I mean, also, you know, she was. I happened to see her in a live interview on. It was Piers Morgan is one of the presenters here in England, and she was wearing her hijab a couple of weeks before she passed away. Alhamdulillah, she's wearing her hijab, and she looked, you know, very, very happy as a Muslim.
Can you also fill us in, because you come from a similar background? You were a devout Christian, later a Catholic, just like Sinead O'Connor. And did you go through some struggles with your family when you decided to accept Islam and have any similar struggles?
I did have a struggle, but you know, I think I didn't have as much. I wouldn't know if she's had a struggle or not with her family, but I had some difficulties with my family. But I found that actually, my mother had passed away by then, but my father quickly accepted the fact that I was Muslim, and you know, he was happy. I looked after him when he was old, and he was very happy. Because if one brings the beauty of Islam to a person, and we bring it with our heart, you know, it dispels all these media distortions of what Islam is. And it's actually such a beautiful thing that everybody responds very positively. And even my father, who was, you know, adamant that Islam was wrong, he was very responsive in the end.
What do you advise? You teach English law at the university there. And you know the law. What is your advice to prevent others from going through something similar, where they don't have their right now taken away by their family or someone else who's in charge, and then they end up getting cremated or they get
Problem is this. Yes, this is the problem. The problem is that the law does not, the English law, and this I also checked this afternoon, in Irish law is the same. It even if a person expressly states in their will that they want to be buried according to a specific religious rite like Islam, it is still open to the family to disrespect that if they choose. Because wow. The family, yes, in English law, the family has the final say and only say as regards the, and it doesn't mean the family as a whole, it's the next of kin, the one who's next, the closest family member has the final say. Unfortunately, that is the case. But we also have, and we have the right to religious freedom, which is in the European Convention, which binds us here and would bind Ireland as well. It's something that one can work with. Where the law hasn't officially changed, but we have found, you know, they are willing to be much softer in that regard because of the right to religious freedom.
So what can people do? What can people, because Islam continues to be the fastest growing way of life, and you have these situations happening often. What do you advise people? What can they do to protect themselves?
I advise an individual revert to establish very strong and firm relationships with the Muslim community. Sometimes that can be hard for a revert, but with the help of Allah, it's possible. So that when it comes to the point, where the person is passing away, and if they've made it, they must also make it clear. They must make a will and make it clear. But if they're very well grounded in the Muslim community, what will happen, inshallah, is that if there's any conflict, the Muslim community will take it on. I have had that experience here where a sister was well grounded and had firm connections in the community. And the community went all out and we raised the money and we got everything sorted. And in the end, we had a beautiful Muslim burial. Because, it is our duty as Muslims. We mustn't forget, it's fard kifaya, which means it's a communal obligation on all Muslims to bury the deceased Islamically. So if you make strong connections with the Muslim community as a revert, it is the duty of the Muslims to do the burying. And so I would add as well that the Muslim community has to stand up. I'm not sure what it's like in the United States, but here sometimes the Muslim community is a bit slow to act. Mm-hmm. So I encourage them to stand up.
Yeah, now's not the time to act slow, actually. So ending with this, so we're creating some awareness, we're doing our part, hopefully this puts some pressure, get some media attention. And what else can they do? You talked about for the person there, the one who gave her the shahada, and the community there is, I believe, in Dublin, if I'm not mistaken. What can they do, and what do you suggest now within the law? What can they do to
I suggest I really call, I'm sure that the Sheikh Omar Al-Qadri, he is a very well, it looks like, I've had a look at his biography, he's a well-respected member of the community in Dublin. And if he at all he is able to reach out to the family and find them, and talk to them, I'm sure they will be, I think her family loves her so much, her children really love her. So that if he and his community at the mosque where he is, if they can reach out to the family, if at all possible, and gently persuade them, also I would urge them also to contact, if they may, contact you. And also, I'm quite happy to be contacted myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if we can help in any way, we'll be most willing.
And just now, people watching this, to create more awareness, to go ahead and everyone as an individual, to, if they have some contact to somebody that knows their family or somebody that is connected to them, to share this with them. Because I also strongly believe that some of the people behind the scenes may not be her family or connected to, there will be forces, because this is Islam on a global stage with this funeral. And there are satanic forces, other forces who will try to prevent this, who are trying to prevent this also from happening, because you'll have now her going and being Muslims, being there, and more word about her becoming a Muslim, and Islam has the spotlight once again. So what are your thoughts on that?
Yes, I think it's important that we stand firm, because I think that shaitan can get into the Muslim community when they are afraid. And in the, I don't know about America, but here they're afraid. A lot of our community here are afraid of the authorities and afraid of standing up because of Islamophobia and all other things, all sorts of other things. But if you stand up in courage and in reliance on Allah, you know, shaitan is a very weak enemy. And we don't have, we those who stand with Allah will overcome. It's no, there's no problem with that.
Right? Yeah, because they don't want this, but inshallah, we can go ahead and do our small part, and
yes,
we can hopefully make this happen for our sister, give her the proper, give her right to a proper Islamic burial.
Yes, yes. And also, I want to add, just by way of, I know this is, I don't know if this is relevant, but from my because she was a pure soul and she had so much pain in her life through her struggles in the Catholic Church, which I can identify with, and that, you know, it will be so beautiful for her, and it will be, it will delight all the souls in paradise if she is received, you know, in full, after having had her full Islamic rites performed upon her. And all those who allow her, her family, will get a great reward from Allah. May Allah bless them and guide them and shower His mercy upon them.
Ameen. Thank you very much, sister. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaykum salam. Wa alaykum salam.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I'm Dr. Rania Awad, and I'm so excited to be here at the Dean Center, mashallah, which is under renovation. And I can't wait to see what's going to come. Inshallah, there's going to be a Dawah Center, there's a masjid, there's a school, an Islamic school, a gym, and what we hope, inshallah, will also have a mental health part of this center as well, inshallah. So I'm asking you to please make sure that you support this effort, inshallah. I really hope that it spreads, and really the knowledge of Islam, and people get to know more about Muslims and Islam through this effort.
Not leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you tune in to see what these Muslims are talking about, and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.